Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Thursday, July 23rd, and you're listening to the Big Call. So thanks, everybody, for coming in. Good to have you here. We're looking forward to having a really good call tonight, and we just welcome everybody to come in. But before we go to a teaching, which Sue has prepared for us, let's go ahead and pray the call in, okay? So let's do that now. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that's going on behind the scenes to get everything ready for what we've all been waiting for some of us for quite a while. But we thank you that you've prepared us, that we are in training for what we're about to receive, and we thank you that you have a way to bless us so that we can turn around and bless the world. Thank you for that opportunity. Thank you for the journey that we've been on, and thank you that we're getting very close to our final destination with it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, special time. It's Thursday night, a little after 9 Eastern, but we're really looking forward to hearing what you have to say for us, to us tonight with a teaching.
I think you're going to be enchanted in Christ. And I want everybody, when you hear, I'm going to let the title land, and I want you to imagine that this is in the space you're in. And imagine millions of people all around the world seeing this. And it's called Portal of Heaven. Angels of enlightenment, or revelation angels, explain matters to people in biblical times, such as Daniel, Abraham, Joshua, Jeremiah, Zechariah, Paul, Peter, and John, to name a few. These angels assisted Holy Spirit in downloading information to John in his book called The Revelation. Mm-hmm. These highly trained angels are here right now, and in this new era, decade, Holy Spirit is going to use them to activate revelation, enlightenment, instruction, strategies, just as he did in the Old and New Testaments. They're going to be made available to us at higher levels, connecting us to the kingdom of God, to vital information that is beyond the natural realm of understanding. As heirs, we have a right to special information that angels can connect us to. We have to start opening up to spiritual resources that we've not yet been taking advantage of. We must come into agreement with the kingdom of God principles or keys and ask Holy Spirit to activate angels of enlightenment and revelation to come give us the information so we can function at a much higher and wiser level on earth. We have to normalize what the nominal church and the world consider to be weird Christianity. We need to understand that true Christians and heirs are supposed to be assisted by angels. We're supposed to be guarded, delivered, strengthened, and connected to resources by them. Angels are supposed to assist in the battle and set us free. We're supposed to be blessed and informed by them. It's in the Bible, and we believe it. It's time to raise the bar and stop living lowered, watered-down Christianity and begin living in a higher reality. Yes, angels assist me. Yes, angels sometimes talk to me and give me messages from heaven. No, I'm never alone. Holy Spirit is always with me, and so are God's angels. What's odd to me are people who see demons everywhere, hearing devils talking to them all the time. It's weird to listen to the devil and his demons. A whole lot smarter to listen to the Holy Spirit and the real angels of God. Where in the world do we get so far gone that we think listening to angels is weird and hearing from demons is not weird? Holy Spirit is saying, I want you to pray and decree a portal to open over you, releasing the chariots of fire to ascend and descend in your base at a higher level. Decree the heavens open over you and welcome the cavalry of heaven's mighty special forces to encamp around you and to connect with you. Invite them to base their work in your region, in your home, in your over you personally, and empower them to work through decrees of authority and prayers of faith. What you can do and what are the conditions and the enemy tactics that could come against you, they're communicated. They are commissioned to communicate to you. They are your mighty army of protection. This will accelerate a movement that cannot be stopped. With Christ and the angels by your side, you're an unstoppable holy force. Holy Spirit, today I pray you would open a portal of heaven over me and my household. I invite you and your legions of angels to work in my home and my region and my purpose. With Christ and you by my side, anything is possible. That's our teaching for tonight.
Wow, Sue. I think in Bob's vernacular, I think you hit this one out of the park. That's a really, really
remember,
beautiful
I'm the
teaching.
Curator. I didn't write it, but I am a very talented curator. I'll accept that.
That's right.
That's what
well,
I'll
you
say.
Are. But it was a really good teaching. And, you know, you brought in some really important truths, you know, about connecting with God through the Holy Spirit, and angels are there for us. Yes, they're there to protect us. We've all heard of the term. Each of us has a guardian angel, maybe more. Sue and I need more than one guardian angel. And that's a joke, Sue.
Okay.
And, you know, really, they are there to fight battles in the spiritual realm and in the heavenlies. And it's important that we call on angels when we need to. And, yeah, why can we think we're hearing from Satan and his demons? And yet at the same time, we don't communicate or understand that angels are there to help us. You know what I mean, Sue? Anytime that we get feeling like we're getting too much from the side of evil, of Satan and that, we just turn to God and say, hey, that's enough of that. Get thee behind me, Satan, and he will flee from you. You know, that's what the Bible says we should do. And, you know, sometimes we need to do that. But by keeping that open portal, I'm picturing a portal, Sue, to the third heaven to reach God, and we have kind of a little wormhole between it, and we can just zoom right through because, you know, God is in our presence in the power of the Holy Spirit with us. So the Bible says that he stands closer to us than a brother. He's closer, meaning Jesus. And, of course, Jesus is Holy Spirit, which is the third member of the Godhead, Father, Jesus, the begotten Son, and the Holy Spirit. Those three make up the Godhead or what do they call it? Trinity is a term we've all heard. A triune, T-R-I-U-N-E, triune God. All those refer to the tripartite is another word. Three parts, tripartite, God. It's important that we understand that God is three persons, just like we have three persons to us. We've been created as spirit, soul, and body. Three parts, tripartite being. That's how God created us, to be a three-part being, just like God is a three-part being. But I love the fact in this teaching, Sue, that you talked about, you know, acknowledging that angels are there to help us, and they're there to help and defend and to fight some of the wars, the wars in the heavenlies, and it's good that we have that. But the cool thing, as you mentioned, was that with the Holy Spirit and us, you know, that's a majority, and that we have the victory already. We just need to walk in victory. We need to walk in the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father. Once we walk in that and understand that, we're off to a really good start. And it's interesting that you mentioned John in the book of Revelation, Sue, because I'm in a study right now on Revelations. I've studied it two or three times before, but I'm really getting more out of this study than I have any of it before. And even though end times and end time prophecies are not easy to understand, they can be very complicated. There's a lot of symbolism in Revelation, quite a bit of it, but you have to know, you know, who John is writing to, what he's seeing in this vision. It's fascinating. It really is. And I'm glad that I'm studying it. And we're right smack in like Revelation 12, Revelation 13 right now. So it's quite good. But Sue, you've done a wonderful job in curating this tonight. I really appreciate it. And I thought it was a great teaching. I really did. So thank you for it. And I'll turn it over to Bob and say, Bob, did this teaching speak to you? Did it give you anything in the way of new revelation about angels and about the Holy Spirit, etc.?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. I was very kind of captured by this teaching. It was very spiritually inspiring and invigorating. And so I really appreciate you bringing it to us. And the whole concept of portals to heaven. And I started thinking, you know, portals, there's portals and there's portals. And you have to be able to discern, because there can be portals for the opposite of good to enter into you.
Yeah,
that's where I was going to go. That's so good. Yep.
Okay.
And so as you're opening the portals, your focus and intention of the kind of portal you want is really crucial. And that portal, the right portal, can serve a dual purpose, because the exact entities you're trying to avoid entering a portal, if they're already in or around you, you can have them exit through a portal that will cast them back into universal energy at the same time that portal that allows for that portal to heaven can be open, and you can pour blessings in at the same time you extricate the opposite. And I started to think, you know, maybe the portals are already open, that the promise has already been actualized. And as the teaching was saying, you have to notice it. And maybe that as we're expecting for good news to reach us today, and that amazing things are happening to us, and that we have, you know, many of life's blessings are generously being poured upon us, and that we're always in the right place for many great things to happen. Perhaps this is all happening also. It's not something to come, but it's all of these things are already here. We have already turned the page on the calendar and entered into a season of blessings. And all we need to do is proclaim that the portal is open and give thanks to the angels and God for doing this for us. And notice that simply breathing every day and having sight to behold the awe of nature is already here, and that this portal to heaven is actually a portal to realization that all of God's creation is paradise, including our planet in this time, and that in fact paradise is where we are. Paradise is where we live, and the opening of the portal is the opening of our mind to the realization that here we are, and that recognition of God's paradise being omnipresent through all dimensions and all time is the gift that he's given us, and that we can massage all of those gifts of greatness through our own personality, through our own prism, and create the paradise of our own choosing, with the portal providing a never-ending supply of grace to our own creation that we made with God.
Very
there you go, Bob.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well said, Bob.
Very beautiful.
Very good. Love the perspective. Very good. Sue, how do you think this teaching that you read to us tonight, what does it speak to you?
Well, it's so interesting. As I was, I thought it was an important teaching to bring out, and I'm going to tie in the depth of what you're studying, Bruce, and the depth and the resonance of what Bob was bringing. And I'm going to say this. Christ modeled like a laser a very coherent pathway. And he said, because he knew that ordinary light scatters in every direction. It's like a laser. But a laser is highly organized. It's very, very coherent. And the light waves travel together in phase. And that's like saying, opening a very pure channel, which is aligned with the purity and the power. Listen to those words, the purity, the power, and the precision of Christ and those dedicated to the Christ light. That's a very, very powerful distinction. And the part, as I was reading it, as I was seeing, okay, this is beginner, intermediate, understanding, because we're going to be moving into a time when we understand beyond what used to be positioned, and we're going to move into a time when we understand, just like Bob said, things like interdimensional structures and gateways and portals. It's a very, very, there are lots of scientists studying this, and I'm going to talk about it in my segment. So the practice here is to put your coherent attention into, say, one of Bob's favorite words, an intention, especially at night when you're sleeping. When you sleep at night, you want your whole body, all of this is lucid dreaming study, you want all of your energy to be only connected to the Christed realm and be sealed from anything less than the Christed realm. Write that down, everybody. It's a really, really powerful practice. Do it for just one night. I only allow my being to be healed, reunified, and strengthened in the Christed realm. Because when you're sleeping, you're kind of open. And you want to train your attention on only the Christed realm, on only Christed actions. And here's the piece I want to close with. You want to not just, how do I do this? You want to be experiencing what it feels like, what the experience is called qualia. What is the quality of knowing what Revelation is talking about? What is the quality of being so filled with light, so filled with the knowing that quality angels and Christ walk with you, so powerful in that, so lit up with that, so connected to that, that your confidence, your identity is actually being, you're restoring your true identity. Most of what you think you are was given to you by a world that couldn't see you. And what Christ came to teach us was who we really are. The kingdom of heaven is inside of you. These things and greater will you do. That's his promise to us. And when you know you're walking with that much energy, power, and authority, and you receive it, then you're actually walking in your true divine identity. And the reason I brought this teaching is this is the time, just like I've said, being a little polemical, when we've got to let go of the way we think humanity is, or that's just this, or I'm just human, or this or that, that's so low, so horizontal. We need to be integrated and re-innovating and reclaiming and remembering our identity as, in fact, portals with Christ remaking the world. So those are my thoughts.
Okay, Sue, very good.
Just casual thoughts.
Casual thoughts.
Not really casual
at all. Sue, do you believe in the word humanistic? Do you believe in that humanistic-ish?
I haven't done a real tour. I know where you're going with this.
Did I just make that word up? I think I did.
No. That's a whole philosophy endeavor.
Yeah.
I'm doing my own work on ontology, epistemology, and different branches of philosophy. So I'm trying to understand, like, where we are, because I'm, like, tracking these things and where we're going to be in about 5 years. So thank you for adding to my research. Yeah.
You're welcome. Humanistic. Yeah, exactly. Sue, thank you for that. I think that was a very good teaching for us to enjoy.
I loved it. I thought it was very,
Bob,
very...
your perspective.
Yeah, making the ripple go through the Big Call community. I thought it was strong.
That's right. There we go. Yeah, we could go deeper and deeper, but for right now, let's see if we have any prayer and praise that we can talk about tonight?
Sure.
Maybe pray for somebody. And toss me one if you want, Sue, if you've got one. Toss an extra one over to me if you like.
We only have one. We only have one, and that's a member. Yeah. Let me see. Is that true?
Is it a pod member, Sue?
Yes, it is a pod member. And it's Mike and why am I pulling a blank on her? Hold on a second. It's just because I just stared at something that I shouldn't have looked at. Mike and Sherry, thank you.
Sherry, that's right.
Mike and Sherry and Mike are going through that. Unfortunately, he's got cancer. He doesn't have cancer. The diagnosis is cancer. See how I'm not going to let people identify and own their diagnosis as a label sentence because something outside of them thinks it's going to fix and attach to them. Remember that, people. Nothing is fixed or final, both for good and for bad. But so let's pray for Sherry and Mike. And we pray that everyone just close their eyes and imagine that they were surrounded with the highest angels, with Christ, with like medical angels. And we pray that for you, Sherry and Mike. And they're surrounded, so they're being escorted through this transition phase that looks to the physical eyes, that sounds to the physical ears, that is external completely, that you're pulling back your energy and you're bringing in and down the miracle energy of Christ's pure consciousness, the consciousness that creates universes. And that energy is coming through both of you, and you can see it lighting up and literally spinning counterclockwise and removing any stored energy that's getting into your organs and into your thoughts and into your nervous system. See it reversing that and say, that picture is off. We are now installing Christ's miracle working power, and we are claiming that we're walking through this with every bit of pure Christ miracle consciousness that we can drum up. We're backed by the big call. We're backed by angels. And we're expecting a miracle. We walk in that. Whether it's the med beds, whatever it is, see that your whole attention is on that one thought. Whenever you go to anything else, you go to God and Christ. Whenever you, that's the discipline. And you just do it, and you do it, and you do it. And that way, you know that you've harnessed the full power of your concentration, something everybody really needs to learn as a discipline. You're adding med-bed-like coherent light. In Jesus' name, we see you walking, thriving, regenerating, and celebrating perfect health. Amen.
Amen.
So, let's see. Now, Ms. Genia. So many of us are experiencing health issues, lost family members and close friends, financial difficulties, and other difficult life challenges. We pray this for all the leaders and listeners. Thank you, Lord, for enduring unimaginable pain, even to the point of death, so that our broken relationship with our Heavenly Father can be healed. By that healing, may all our physical, mental, emotional, relational, and spiritual wounds be healed as well. Blessed is the man or woman who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out to roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Jeremiah 17:7-8. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. 2 John 1:3. People will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. That's my favorite quote of all time.
Yeah,
we continue to pray for all the leaders and listeners, their prayer requests, RV blessing, 800 numbers this week, this month, medical bed appointments, and world peace. Wishing everyone a blessed weekend. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Sue, for that segment. And thank you, Jeannie, as always, for your prayer of success for all of us. And I think that was really good. I like that. Always do. And, of course, every time you say something, Jeannie, it prompts me to remember something, which I did. So thank you, Jeannie, for that, for the prompting. Thank you. Sue? Let's see,
yes,
you mentioned your segment, something that you want to bring out in your segment, which could be really interesting and fun. And you know what, before you start, you know what I'm noticing, Sue? A lot of people that are friends that I'm going to lunch with and so on around here, everybody's, I guess, kind of getting antsy. They're ready to make a change. They're ready to move, to do something different with a piece of land, to do a tiny house or not a tiny house, or build something or not build. I mean, everybody's sort of in that mode, you know, of change. I don't know if you've noticed it, but I'm really getting that a lot from the people I'm talking to.
Oh, that's cool that you're picking up on their desire for, it's a form of innovation, self-innovation, and leading themselves to something beyond what they know.
Right, beyond where they
are
now. Yeah.
And that's kind of where we're going to head tonight.
Okay.
Because you'll have fun with this. It's like I was looking at my week, and I was like, oh, just the same old week, you know, having a two-hour call with a theoretical physicist who's going to publish his paper that could change the nature of physics, and being the only one that he trusts to have that conversation with. Thank you,
pretty
and
good.
You know who you are. Don't say anything. And
I'm not. Just saying.
Just you know, your average week. You know, I feel very honored because I call myself a citizen scientist and very rigorous, independent researcher, right, Bob? I've just always been fascinated by emerging science, and that's where we're going to go tonight. Get your pens out, everybody, because I'm going to take you to Wonderland a little bit, if I haven't already, with the portal. And then I also had a lot of fun. It's just like watching the things. And I'd like everybody to do this for 2 or 3 days. Watching the things that show up in your life that light you up, you know, that are right there, that are lighting you up. And I met a man, Bruce, and you would have loved this, at my local Starbucks, and he was from Nice, France. And I got to talk about right. I said, well, where are you from? And he said, Nice. I went, and then we started speaking in French. I said, I'm really rusty. He goes, no, c'est formidable, son accent. And it was really fun. It was really fun. And what it's like to do new things and have it's a little bit of both. A disciplined explorer's heart. You can be random. I mean, sometimes it's okay to. I'm random in the morning, every morning with a curiosity drive. But here are the things that on my curiosity drive, and I can't wait to share this with everybody, so please get your pen out because it may really apply to your project. Hold on, I just lost my space. One of the things, I wake up, I make my coffee, and the way I like to get sort of deep work and the things that I create, 246 classes around a lot of the emerging science, is to think about, and the question was today, how many new emerging science disciplines are there? And how is that going to impact the world and how we're going to create things? And I'm going to show you how that's going to happen. But I want to read a quick testimonial, and then I'll just have, we're not offering anything tonight. We have a call out, though. This is from Carolyn. I find it difficult to express how much these experiences have done for me. I simply want to become the very best version of myself so I can accomplish what's been placed in my heart. Sue gives her all, her love, her wisdom, her insights, and extraordinary knowledge, not it's really research, have changed the way I think about, I'm reading this as a really large graphic that I designed, changed the way I see my future. I truly believe she has been blessed to do this work. Mm-hmm. And I have been. It's called curiosity. And I could put myself next to famous people that said, oh, I'm not so special. I'm just really, really curious, and you'll have to figure out who that is. That's me. So here's what's really cool, and Bob, you're going to like this. And get your pens out, because if you're doing something or you're going to bump into something, you're going to want to know this. So there's an organization, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. It's intergovernmental body of 38 member countries that sets shared standards across economics and science policy. And they are estimating that right now, actively emerging named scientific disciplines land around 150 to 300 worldwide. So some of the ones that you may know that I thought, like epigenetics, positive psychology, those disciplines have only been around for about 20 years. I'm going to show you how this is going to impact your projects. We're living through one of the most fertile periods in the history of science, especially with Donald Trump signing an executive order on, I think it was July 20th or 22nd, saying he wants us to lead in the quantum era. We're pretty far along, but he wants quantum computing. Here comes the new science. Quantum biology. I have gotten a chance to talk to and explore with a couple of quantum neuroscience people. Do you know what that means? Quantum neuroscience means, and this is here's the edge. The edge is your brain is not the source of your thoughts. It's literally non-local. Consciousness science, which has been my passion for a long time. Consciousness, where does it come from? How does it get interfaced with your brain? How are you going to get downloads from the med beds? All that stuff. That's quantum neuroscience right there. That's an emerging discipline. And here's where it gets really cool. epigenetics, neuroscience, quantum biology, learning science. Here's another one. This is going to be in a gathering we're having on Sunday night. Neuroaesthetics. For anybody, for you, Bruce, for anybody building a wellness center, your brain and what's going to be happening is all this new science hits everything. Our aesthetic standards are going to raise. People are going to be becoming healthier. People are going to be looking healthier. You're going to be, we're raising the bar from corrupt, distorted, ugly. When I say ugly, it means it's just not, it's not calibrated to a heavenly aesthetic. It's not about being a perfectionist. It's not about being superficial. Neuroaesthetics is your body and your body, your brain's way of detecting if something is healthy or not. And your brain and your nervous system actually reads people, reads buildings, reads landscapes for their vitality, the energy that's coming off them, and their beauty. Beauty is going to be really important to design into anything you're doing. So you want to be using some of these concepts and understanding. Here's how I would write it down. Ask someone on my project how we can introduce some of the deeper significance of emerging science that will help in regenerating vitality. My thing, I'm not going to say the name on the big call, but everything that I'm doing is all about regeneration. Regeneration is about becoming not entropy, which is breaking down, but it's about reducing allostatic load. Allostatic load are those things that reduce a system's aliveness. Visual things can reduce it and drain it. Stress can reduce it and drain it. Not exploring can reduce it and drain it. A lot of things can do that. So new disciplines are where the next 20 years of funding, talent, and breakthroughs concentrate. And early movers, raising hand. Bruce has been with me while we were exploring fields that very few dare to tread, right, Bruce? Early movers shape the field of the self, not just the place within it. Transdisciplinary, write this down, everybody. Fluency, that's my particular passion. I'm a systems thinker. I'm going around and I'm looking at, like, where are these disciplines integrating? How are they coming together? Being transdisciplinary lets you commission at the frontier. Everything that I love is frontier science. I'm not the person that's going and buying old cars. I'm the person that's going, how is it going to be more beautiful? How is it going to be more flourishing? How is it going to be designed? How are we going to show people how not to be overwhelmed by complexity? Those are my passions. How are we going to have a more coherent, thriving, flourishing, integrated world? Integration is the whole point of everything. Integration. So a couple of new fields that I thought you might want to know. Let me see. Computational social science. synthetic biology, not into that. 10 to 15 years, maturing exposomics. I didn't have time to look that up in depth. Climate informatics, digital humanities, astrobiology, biosignatures, and quantum biology, synthetic data science, and astrobiosignature chemistry, and anything quantum, quantum neurobiology, quantum sciences, all these things. You're literally going to be walking through a world that is going to be transformed from a separated matter-based reality. Know the people, the Society for the Academy of Post-Material Science. I know the founder of that. You're about to move through a world. And here's the fun part. Don't get overloaded. Don't get overwhelmed. But just write down, how can we add, where can we explore where the future of these sciences is going? Because you're going to be impacted by it. And you want to do, just think regeneration and future of emerging science. And how can you design things that are beautiful, that are integrated, that are going a little bit beyond what you know, or you get somebody to come in and say, do you know about this system or this discipline, transdisciplinary? And don't just go with what you know and build it the way it is, because that's kind of, it's about your talent. It's about the people that are going to be attracted to something that's coming alive, and is connecting to nodes of emergence. It's a big, big thing. So I hope that sort of captured that you're going to be living in a world that's like swimming in wonder and discovery. And you can really walk through this with incredible coherence in Christ and discipline when you let yourself play with it a little bit. You get curious, but you walk and you're in, okay, I'm going to create something beautiful, regenerative, and that's going to be aligned with this emerging AI sensor-based. Everything is going to be coming alive and connected. And very agile new reality. So imagine that you could create a project in, you know, a month, when it used to take 6 years. Imagine with the right people in the room that you could create something so beautiful that you're looking at the design and you're going, oh my God, that's so beautiful. And so where does that leave you, and what are you to do now? We're having kind of it's almost like a flash mob this weekend with the pod. So we're going to be very focused on getting ready for that. And if you don't know
kind
what
like
that
a
is,
flash mob, mosh pit kind of a thing. So.
It's like a pop up. We did that. I did that with a thing I created, and we did it in Scotland. It was like we had like 400 people show up for this thing that I had created. And so, here's what you want to do. Look at your emails for anything from Integrated Minds, because we have these people, Bruce, that write, oh, I really want this. I really want this.
Yeah.
Now, why do you, I'm not being, what am I being? Mm-hmm. I'm just being clear. I'm being aligned with Christ. We're not wimpy with what we're producing. We're producing stuff that's going to simplify and take complexity, startup clarity. We're not going to be taking any orders for
dominoes.
Yeah, just we'll do startup clarity and liberated humanitarian. But we're not. You've got to be on it, you guys, because this is, if you don't have the impulse to jump on it and feel it and, like, want to explore it and see what
it's
you can learn
you
to
by.
Be that better version. I don't want to even create scarcity. It's just like you either know it or you don't. You're either aligned with it or you're not.
Yeah.
And why would most people that are in the pod take 246 classes? If they started with one and then they've taken all of them, what does that say? What is that signal? What is that signal? Are they like low commitment people? No.
No.
Are they conscientious people? Are they conscientious people? Yes. Are they wiring themselves for the future and where the future is going so they know how better to be aligned, ready, and prepared? Yes. And are you any of those things? And don't go to shame. Just go.
No shame.
Yeah, I guess I need to go forward. But check your email. I'm not going to even give our address out, Bruce. I'm done with that. You guys have got to look at. No, you got to look at your email. It's funny.
I'm going to make up a whole new email for you, Sue. That's like real simple, easy. Words.
But I'd rather be. It's not complex because it's the thing that needed to be on the planet. Integration is the number
one thing
for the future.
At that time.
No, not at the time. Always integrated minds is like the highest.
Whatever.
Go study any discipline. It is the most important discipline. The most important right and left brain. Everything, integrated minds, multidiscipline, integrated.
Regenerative, yeah.
And you got to be in those waters to recognize that signal. So here's your opportunity to get lifted up. All you have to do is go look. Did you ever get an email from Integrated Minds? Go look it up. Send it to us, and those are the people that we're going to deal with over this weekend. And that's my segment.
You're talking about a new email that's coming out.
No
emails
going out. No emails going out.
So they
look up to see
if they have one.
All you have to
already.
Do, yeah. We just want to get complete with the people that send, I really want it, and they're not acting on it. That's funky to us. That's funky. Mm-hmm. And I'm calling it out.
Yeah,
because
I'm calling it out too.
If you have the impulse, and then you let it drop, how strong is that impulse?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, not strong enough.
Sue's going to be a little bit of a toughie now.
Uh-oh. You thought you knew Sue. Not
well,
yet.
You knew.
You don't know the real
you
Sue.
You know that, Bruce. You know that.
I know so. You. I
Hello?
Know you. That's right.
Know you.
The Sue you think you knew, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sue, let me ask you
this. The old Sue and the new Sue.
Yeah, and the all new Sue.
Hey, yeah,
Sue,
all
let
new.
Me ask you this. When
sure.
you when you're dreaming and you're having a really good, not just a lucid dream, but a real deep dream, do you think your body, your spirit leaves your body?
Yes.
You know, kind of like an OBE?
Yes.
Outer body experience
I know it does.
When you dream?
I know it does, which is why I told everybody on the call. I don't hold back. I told everybody on the call they should be putting like a dome of protection over their body when they sleep so that they can travel to the Christy realms only.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I know a lot of, and this has been studied in sleep research and consciousness research and the Consciousness Project and a bunch of other places that are studying on a consciousness level what happens. So,
cool. Well, I was just curious about that. Thank you. Very
You're
good,
welcome.
Sue. I appreciate that. Thank you for your input tonight and your kind of all new sort of almost feisty self. Yeah.
Yeah,
very,
yeah,
very
all
cool.
new. All new.
all new Sue. Yep, exactly.
Yep.
And as I transition over to Bob, do you remember, Sue and Bob, when you mentioned the trees that were near the water, near the river, and that they would have green leaves and the roots would go deep. You know, Bob, what I picture on that are sycamore trees, because they always like to be along creeks or rivers or where the water is flowing. I've noticed that about sycamore trees, and I like sycamore trees. I've had 5 or 6 in my yard before, and they don't always make it, though. They shed like crazy. They're terrible shedders of bark. Ah. Anyway, I was just curious about that. Sue, thank you for everything, and I'd love to be part of the mosh pit deal. That'd be cool.
And don't forget
to check that.
It's a flash mob. I'm calling it
a flash mob pit. No, flash mob. I know. I'm just kidding. Check out that video, though, Sue. Check out that video. I think you'll like it. And that dancer reminds me of you. Okay?
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you. Bye. Bye. Bob, sycamore trees, what do you think? Is that a pretty good example of a tree that grows by the river that sinks its roots deeply?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I had lots of sycamore trees in upstate New York.
Did you? Yeah.
Yep.
I like them too. I think they're cool. Bob, we would love to have some testimonials, of course. But yesterday you spoke at a neuroplasticity meeting at the Neuroplastic Clinic of St. Petersburg, Florida. So tell us whenever you're ready a little bit about how that went, because I'm real curious about how that went. Sue would be too.
Okay. Sure.
Yes. I forgot. It was yesterday. Yes.
It was yesterday, Sue. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, well, first I just wanted to thank Sue for her talk about integration. I put my speakerphone on, and because there's this really beautiful lightning storm going on outside my window.
Cool.
So I went outside on the balcony, and I can see 4 lit up bridges from my balcony, and there's these billowing clouds with lightning covering the whole sky, like constant lightning. And so I was listening to the teaching integration, and I was like, you know, Sue's doing such a good job with this, I think I might be able to integrate with that lightning and fly across the universe at 6,000 miles a second.
There you go.
So, anyway, I was flying, and just kidding.
Oh, gosh.
Bob, is that what we would call heat lightning? Is that what we call heat lightning, Bob?
It's kind of in between heat lightning and real lightning.
Oh, real lightning, right? Yeah.
Lightning.
Real hot lightning,
A little hot out on the balcony, but it was nice out there listening.
So funny.
Integrated with nature. I got to go and speak at Neuro St. Pete Neuroplasticity Center. Really cool place with these very kind, compassionate doctors that run the place that have all kinds of really cool equipment, diagnostic equipment, photo biomodulation equipment, acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, very talented. And
cool.
So I went to speak about the Boomer Company and the different things that we help people with. And we got to talk a lot about neuroplasticity and the role of brain-derived nootropic factor in that. And we also got to talk about brain inflammation and after trauma to the brain, whether it's head trauma or a stroke, and what happens in the brain with inflammation, and especially if there's a lack of oxygen to certain parts of the brain, and one of the technologies they have there is to help people rewire their brain using light therapy. And they can help coax new synaptic connections by putting light that penetrates into the brain and activating one particular part of the brain, and then turning on another light that penetrates to another spot, and they'll hold those together, and it activates both ends of an arc of what they're trying to create for a new connection that bypasses some of the damage that occurred. And so it's kind of assisted neuroplasticity. And so we talked about how to use nutrients to reduce the inflammation in the brain, such as trimethylglycine and superoxide dismutase, and then what's required for neurogenesis, including amino acids, metabolic enzymes, certain vitamins and minerals, and peptides like copper peptide, how to stimulate new growth of or new production and release of adult stem cells, and then how to make them act as if they're 20 years old again by infusing them with copper peptide so they can people can grow new brain cells that act very young. So it was that kind of thing, and then we went into other things about muscle and epigenetic reprogramming and kind of all the things we talk about here on the Big Call. And so it was very, helpful to certain people. So it's a group of people, and some of them really resonate with it because through their own filter of what their issues are, it makes sense. So had people come, because it's only 10 minutes away from my office, people that live locally that came also decided to come to my office today to get more information, pick up products that they wanted. And so we're, and now also at Neuroplasticity, they are becoming a distribution site for Boomer products. So people can now they updated their whole software program there with the names, with our products, names, and the pricing. And so now you can actually purchase Boomer products at Neuro St. Pete. And they have a supply of certain products that are there. Of not all of our products, but certain ones of them. So it's a good new business association. They've been there for about 4 years. They've been around for 15 years, right down the street from where they are. So it's a good story about their place. One of the doctors' name is Dr. Silver, and it was he and his wife, Nikki, who conceived the creation of it. And his wife was instrumental in organizing it, and she is an expert in agentic AI and has numerous systems set up that help them run their business, agent of artificial intelligence. And that's kind of what happened. And we're looking forward to helping them a lot. They also have a really, really great therapist there who's trained in craniosacral therapy and somato-emotional release. And I got to learn all about her credentials and talk to Dr. Silver about her. And I've already been able to send two people over to her, one from Asheville who came to visit. And I had her go right away over to that center for things that she needed. And then again today, another woman who'd been in five different car accidents.
Oh, Lord.
And goes to the St. John Clark Center, and that some people that listen to this program, Bruce,
are familiar with Paul St. John. And one of the people that came to see me today had just come from being with Paul St. John. One of the main things, Sue, is that this lady obviously is severely traumatized by these car accidents, one of which fractured her skull and broke her back in seven places. Really still very traumatized by it, with a lot of energy cysts in her body that need to be released. And so today I taught her how to do havening while she was there, and she's going to watch our video. And then what she's going to do is practice at home, and if she gets stuck and can't create complete resolution, she's going to swing by our place on her way from visiting the St. John Clark Center, and I'll help her with specific phrasing and questions to help her get at some
That's amazing. What a profound partnership and collaboration, and it's amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, thank you. So tomorrow, again, another woman who met us at that center is coming by. She's somebody that has had to spend time in an institution following psychotic issues. And she's going to learn to do havening tomorrow.
Wow.
Last night, Sue, at the event, we all did havening together.
There you go.
Yay!
We did it on the same issue. So we did it related to childhood trauma. So I guided people through, and we used the same phrase that was something like, even though up until now I thought I had to continue to be traumatized by things that happened during my childhood, I completely love and accept myself, and I'm so grateful now that I realize all of that's in the past. With this magic havening technique, I can live this point forward in the present moment with joyful anticipation of the future and be at complete peace.
Bob, that's so fantastic. Can you just say one thing so that everybody really gets this? Tell them how that encodes, because people aren't real understanding that when you're doing havening, this is the gap that we're starting to close. You're actually encoding it into your nervous system and releasing the trapped energy and consciousness, because havening gets you into. Tell them what it is, Bob, just so they can understand the mechanism and how powerful that is that you're doing it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the mechanism in the brain is because of the motion of rubbing your hands together and your arms and your face, it's activating an opportunity for you to change a brainwave in a particular part of your brain. So whenever people have a trauma, anything like the lady I was talking about today, she goes, I hurt my shoulder so significantly that if someone brushes against my shoulder with a feather, I go into a shock. I know what she's talking about from that. I've had that before, that type of shock from the tiniest touch after a car accident myself. And so that type of a flashback, so to speak, we'll just call it a flashback, and the somato result is it's brainwave dependent. So in the central nucleus of your amygdala, it's normally vibrating in beta, and whenever there's a trigger that creates this flashback, it initiates a cascade of calcium ions that create neurochemistry that can create fear and anxiety etc., and then communication of such to the frontal cortex that then signals your heart muscle that things are not okay, then that signals back to the central nucleus. And so when you do havenine, those the beta waves, which are normally present, get reduced to
delta.
Down to delta.
Yep.
And so in delta, the calcium doesn't transfer. It interrupts the calcium ion exchange. And so you don't experience the physical sensation of the flashback. And and that's one part of it. The other part is when you use neurolinguistic programming by drawing a line in the sand. So when you say, even though up until now I thought, you're opening up the possibility that in the future it's going to be different. And then, so you say, even though I thought, I had to continue to be bothered by X, Y, or Z. And then you switch representational systems from auditory to kinesthetic by saying, I completely love and accept myself. And now that creates an additional pattern interrupt. And by expressing gratitude, I'm so grateful now that I realize it literally activates your amygdala into a positive mode. And so your default mode network goes away from negative and into positive.
Right? Yeah,
so, there you go.
I'm so grateful now that I realize. And then you create your own affirmation. So that affirmation, following the semantics of the previous wording, becomes an embedded command. And so that's how NLP works. And so then the rest of it is, you know, and I'm feeling that complete peace. What you do after that is you cross your hands over your heart, close your eyes and press in gently onto your heart, and then breathe out and drop your chin down and your hands down. And when you drop your chin down, this is where your head meets your heart. And so it's an integration thing. And the oxytocin that's made in your heart muscle, as you push gently on your heart, it creates a surge of oxytocin into your brain. And now you have a paired association with your new affirmation.
And oxytocin being the love bonding chemical, everybody. Oxytocin being the bonding, love bonding chemical. Okay, keep going.
That's right.
Yep. And so now that love and compassion and bonding, that feeling becomes a paired association with your affirmation. And so it feels good. Right, and so your body wants to do more of that. Your body and brain wants to do more of what feels good, and so you're utilizing the science of NLP and bioenergetic therapy and heart math knowledge, and havening all together in a pile, as they say here in Florida, and it creates a synergistic and integrated effect that's profoundly healing and generative of positivity. Right. So anyway,
perfect.
Is that enough, Sue? Is that
that's perfect? Yeah,
I think that's enough for now.
It helps them to deepen on like why it's so powerful. Yes, it was perfect. Thank you.
Good. So Bruce, we do have some cool testimonials.
Let's have some.
Yeah, so this lady's writing in about our turmeric, and she says, I only purchased turmeric from Boomers and have been on it for years. In 2022, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, but every year I go for a mammogram and I'm cancer-free. Mm-hmm. I attribute that to turmeric. I will continue to take it every day. Thank you, Boomers.
How about that?
You know, that's a pretty big claim, and there may have been other reasons too, but in fact, you know, turmeric is the parent plant to the to the active ingredient, curcumin. And there's actually a book written by Harvey Costas, who's a doctor that I know, who wrote a book called Can Curcumin Cure Cancer? And so it's not a far stretch of what she's saying.
It's amazing.
And
wow.
Then we got this other testimonial. This lady sent her picture in. It's like, it's just an amazing thing. She's 84 years old, and she looks fantastic. And she said, I am 83 heading towards 84, and I can run circles around my friends. The Boomer products have kept me healthy, and especially what Clarity Factor has done for me.
Yeah.
The why or what did I come to get? I don't know what that means exactly, but it says, is 99% better, and I just started taking it daily.
Well, you know
not
what that
a hit
is,
or miss
Bob.
Like I usually do.
You know what that What's is, that? Bob? That's the syndrome of coming into a room and you don't remember why you came in there. What did you
come
in to get? That's what she said.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Awesome. Thanks, Bruce. Yeah. So she said, I am so happy I have this product. Thank you all. That's really great.
That's cool.
So here's an interesting one. It's one sentence, and it's about collagen. It says, starting to have less joint creaks and snapping in just 1 week.
All right.
So now we have a product for creaks and snapping, and
yeah.
That's really good.
Of course, I call it snap, crackle, and pop. Yep.
Then this lady's talking about Myotrol. This is the last one. Actually, it's a man. He says, this gives me the boost I need in the morning to start the day running. Well, not actually running, but the stamina is there all day.
That's it.
That's
good.
So he's that's the end of the testimonials. And there's just one thing I want to say, because earlier Sue was talking about the new age and new things, and there's this phenomena that's going on right now with AI, and there's lots of opinions about AI. It's going to be good, it's going to be bad, but I can tell you this, this article is about an engineered enzyme, and what it was engineered out of an invention of artificial intelligence. And they were looking for an enzyme that could clear up and mitigate what they call CML. And this stands for advanced glycation and lipoxidation end products. So it's essentially gunk that's been created as a byproduct of human metabolism. It's kind of coating your cells, and it's all in the extracellular fluid, and it's a hallmark of aging. So the more of these end products that you have, the faster you're aging, and they can kind of tell by how much of it you have how much longer you're going to live. And what they were able to do is invent a new enzyme that actually cleans it up. And they had AI create and screen. That's the thunder.
Oh, was it? I wondered what that was. I heard that, Bob. Yeah.
I didn't hear anything. Keep going.
Yeah. So, anyway, they had this AI created and screened and processed 500 million enzyme variants, and they found one that actually works to clean up advanced glycation end products.
500 million, that's cool.
500 million. So the point is this, AI can do stuff that's literally beyond our imagination. And it is.
Exactly.
And in the field of life sciences, like we're discussing, this isn't the only creation that AI has come up with. This is one of many. And the science is moving so fast now that to realize that all of a sudden there's an artificial enzyme that does not exist in nature as far as we know. It was created by artificial intelligence that can actually reverse the accumulation of these end products. And it's just
pretty cool.
It's just mind-boggling to think. They're literally reversing aging.
That's fantastic.
So cool.
And so I just wanted to bring that forward because it kind of fit in with what you're talking about, Sue, but this is
just getting ready. Yeah. So good, Bob.
But it's part of what people have to get ready for is these amazing, very fast advancements. And AI is creating stuff that didn't exist before. This enzyme wasn't even in the imagination of a scientist. It was a concept of finding something that could help with this issue, and the AI created it. And there wasn't even a scientist that had a vision of the structure of this enzyme.
Right, right.
It was given to them. So anyway, that's that. The other thing is, Bruce, just to let people know, our sale is still going on, and for a very short period, we're going to have the buy one, get one half off on the collagen, maybe just another couple of days. And then in addition to that, we have 7 different products that are on sale, buy one, get one free. And some of these are our most popular products, and they're also products that are not very expensive to start with, and now you're also going to get a free one. So you can, for example, get our omega-3 fatty acids, which are very well priced to begin with, and now you can also get a free one. And omega-3s are so valuable because when we were talking earlier about neuroplasticity, your brain has to have electrical activity in order to have neuroplasticity, because it's these pathways that are electrically charged that the information is running along, and as the new connections are made, all of a sudden electricity starts to run along those connections, and it helps to build up myelin on those connections so they're more permanent. And omega-3s are very valuable in helping create that electricity and also making up the membranes of the cells in your brain. There's no way to overstate the value of having an omega-3 blood level that's between 8 and 12 as opposed to the typical American where it's about 4.
Okay.
Also, we also have ashwagandha and olive leaf extract, our vitamin B and vitamin C, the turmeric that the lady was talking about in the testimonial, and also our magnesium and zinc are all buy one, get one free. And so that's it, Bruce. It's 29 minutes after 10, and that's it for tonight.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Appreciate that.
That was quite a discourse with Sue's help, and enjoyed that very much. And to just let everybody know how to get to Bob's site, to be able to see these products, to read about them, learn about them, see how they're packaged in this group of 7 that you can buy one, get one free, which is a great deal. And then the collagen is a separate sale, buy one, get one half off on the collagen for a limited time, maybe a couple of more days on that one. But go to bigcalluniverse.com, and that's my site. And at the top, you'll see a banner that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. So you click on it, boom, you're in Bob's site, and you can go to the product menu, bring the on-sale tab down, and see all of the 7 products that we mentioned that are buy one, get one free. and then like 98.785% of the people buy everything online in their own cart, just like you would any online store. And just go ahead through and do that. Check that out. And there's so much information in Bob's site. We don't really go into it a whole lot, but the testimonials that you hear are there. You've got videos. You've got YouTube videos. You've got quite a bit of teaching and videos on the Havening and NLP and all of that. All those things that Bob mentioned tonight, he has videos for it all. And you have a search engine. You can search certain topics, but check that out. And if you have a question, something you can't figure out, you need a little help with customer support, they have an 800 number, and it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609, and that's good Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 every day. So consider that. Like I said, you don't need to call them to put an order in. If you can do it online, do it online. That works great. But check that out. And thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. That was a really good segment, and I love the testimonials. And we've talked a lot about, you know, the dynamic combo and Boomer Boost and barley and augmenting that with vitamin D and omega-3, which is great, and also with Myotrol, which is sort of the new star of the show, because Myotrol is just doing some amazing things with amazing testimonials. And it works really well in conjunction with Boomer Boost and barley. So it's highly recommended to take that way. And then you have a subscribe and save option, which you can actually have a subscription service, or you can put a few things in that you get delivered every month so that you don't run out. It's a really good idea on Boomer Boost and barley, and also on Myotrol. So if you want to save some money by doing that, save 10% by putting them in a subscribe and save format. So thanks, Bob. Again, let's do this. Let's talk about where we are from an Intel point of view. It's interesting because, you know, things are getting tight. NDAs, people are clamming up. We know that, well, it's just tight out there. It's hard to get really good and accurate Intel. We have some, but it's not a bunch of it. Now, to be fair, we had some information yesterday that was looking very good from four different sources about numbers being available over the weekend. Friday, Saturday, start of exchanges, Friday, Saturday. Then we received more information, which happened really last night and this morning. And so it tends to negate, in some cases, the earlier information. And this happens a lot. And so in this particular case, I'll say it this way. We heard early this morning, and I got a call just before 8 o'clock this morning about what was brought in from a source that said that the Clarity Act has passed in the Senate. And I looked into it more with some help from somebody in Big Call Universe, got video, checked it out, and yeah, that's what was said. But then we've realized on a deeper dive that, well, the Agriculture and Finance Committee, okay, voted to pass the Clarity Act through. And normally what happens is when it goes out of committee, since it passed through committee, it goes to the Senate for a full vote, and then it goes back to the House of Representatives for reconciliation. That means that there's a bill that was passed in the Senate, and let's compare it to the bill that they had in the House and see if we need to reconcile those two bills. See if we need to make those two one, or make a new bill with all the information Basically, it's called reconciliation. And then that final bill is sent to the president for his signature. So that's the normal process. Now, I've been told that in this particular case, because of who President Trump is as commander-in-chief in a wartime scenario, sometimes certain things can be done with an executive privilege under the Emergency Act to move on things that might have to take longer. And I believe, at least I've been informed, that this could very well be one of those situations that basically, in other words, this is how it was said to me. All that we needed was for the Clarity Act to pass through the Agriculture and Finance Committee. That would suffice. Now, let's just see how that lays. Let's see if that is the case, and I'm going to go with it and say that that part is ready for us. Now, what has to happen through that Clarity Act, which deals with cryptocurrencies and, you know, like I was going to say Bitcoin, but XRP and the other coins that are out there, especially XRP, is going to be looked at a gold-backed asset, even though it's digital, it's gold-backed, and that will help back the value of our USN and actually be there to back our exchanges. Interesting. Do I understand all of it 100%? No, not really, but I get the gist of it. And so that's an interesting concept, that with the Clarity Act and cryptocurrencies being fully integrated into the quantum financial system that we have, that is working, and our current accounts in our banks are part of that system now. It sounds like if, in fact, you know, what was it, last week or maybe even earlier than last week, I mentioned on the call we had heard, I think it was 2 weeks ago, that XRP was live. Well, that's our cryptocurrency that is, I think, the number one crypto that's going to be utilized in backing the USN, our new dollar, and backing, in this case, backing our exchanges. Okay, so I'm saying all that to say things are moving along nicely behind the scenes. If XRP is truly live, that means everything is about to be or is already interconnected into the quantum financial system, and now we just move to the next step. Okay, what else is left? There's not much left that I can tell, at least not that we're hearing about. There are arrests that are going on like gangbusters, not only in this country but around the globe. There's a lot of pickup and drop-off. That's all good. They're going to get that deep state cleaned up. They're in the process of it, and it's moving forward. So that's good news. The other thing is, what about our timing now? Where are we now? We're supposed to get releases, which are primarily involving XRP and our USN and backing our exchanges, to release on Sunday night. Now, we still don't have new rates on the screens as yet that I'm aware of. We were looking for Forex to have new rates last night. We thought they'd show up this morning. I do not have confirmation that we have new rates on the screens at the redemption centers, nor at the banks yet, but we do feel that is something that we need to have. Solid rates, not flashing, solid rates. So typically what happens is the Forex lights up with new rates on Wednesday or on Sunday night when it reopens in the United States. At least it reopens at about 5 or 5:30 Sunday in the afternoon. So we're looking for that to occur over the weekend. And according to a particular source, we will see notifications early in the week, but have exchanges started no later than Thursday of this coming week, a week from today. So we will have to watch this And by the way, a week from today, if I got my math right, that would be the 30th of July, with only 31 days in August. I mean, in July. And I told you guys a long time ago, I get squirrely when it gets toward the end of the month as to whether it can go in the last week, for example, of July. Can it go next week in the last week? I'm not hearing it has to go, you know, that anything's going to take us beyond August 1st, but we know that they're planning to do Nisara Jisara in the first week of August. So that is still planned, and that'll be fantastic when we get there, and we're not very far from it. So what about this coming week? I'd say it's in play. Maybe we get notified Tuesday or Wednesday, and we start exchanges Wednesday or Thursday. I'm just saying, that's what I'm saying is possible. It looks like we were supposed to be notified tomorrow or Saturday, and anything's possible, but it looks like we might be moved till early next week for notifications. Again, I always get more information after Thursday night, tomorrow, Friday, whatever I get, and I wish I had it for the call tonight. So I'm hoping to find out more about whether rates did show up on the Redemption Center screens today or not. Are they at the banks yet or not? We know that it's all about getting the numbers. That's when we hit the 800 number, we're over halfway home. And that's our next thing to receive. Get the toll-free number, set our appointment through the call center, go to your appointment, and get exchanged on your currencies and redeemed on your ZIM notes. And, oh, by the way, this is something I don't know that I mentioned or not yet, but certain people have asked about whether they need a donor letter that's notarized if they've been gifted ZIM. They really don't need that. They've told us we don't need your receipts for where you bought your currency. They don't need that. They don't want us to be encumbered by that. And they don't need a donor letter notarized showing that you either gave or received ZIM from someone else. Okay? They just don't want to mess with it, to be honest. I think it's a time thing more than anything else. Because we're going to be getting a lot of things done at our appointment in 30 to 40 minutes. A lot of things. I mean, if you think about it, I can't believe we're going to get that much done. But we are. And they're trained. They're practiced. They're ready for us. We just have to be ready to get that toll-free number, set our appointment, and then go. And then let them know if you have dire need. If you're a ZIM holder, it puts you up the food chain a little bit, and you can get priority on getting into the med beds, which the holographic medical beds, I wish I could share what I know about them to you. I had intended to. We've been sort of called off on doing that, so I'm not going to do it, but I know a lot about them. I know a lot about them. And, God, it's amazing to me. So we're going to have all that. It's close. It's coming. So, and they're there ready for us. We just got to get in that Redemption Center, and then we're good to go. So that's pretty much everything that I've got for tonight. It's not a lot, but it's all we have. And right now, things are getting quiet. NDAs, gag orders, security measures, everything's tightening up. And we knew that would be the case as we got closer and closer. So as we pray the call out tonight, we're going to pray that our timeline merges with God's timeline, and we have these notifications coming soon, possibly early next week. All right? So I'm going to move to where my phone was charged. Thank Sue. Thank Bob. And thank GCK and Doug and Jeannie, Pastor Scott. Continue your healing. Continue to be healed. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening to the Big Call for the last 15 years. Many of you have not even missed one call. I've missed two or three myself in the past 15 years, but not too many. And I just want to thank everybody for listening and look forward to working with many, many of you on Rebuild America and some other projects that you know I have. And we'll look forward to that. So let's do this. Let's pray out the call, and then we'll have a good weekend and look forward to a really good week next week. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for everything that you're doing for us in our lives. We do pray that our timelines could merge and we have the information that is strong and accurate and meets with your approval, and that your perfect timing is evermore the best. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives to prepare us for this and to prepare other people that we're about to work with, that you put into our lives, you put in front of us to help in the future. Thank you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'm going to go ahead and turn off the recording and say good night and have a great weekend. And we will talk to you guys on Tuesday night. God bless you.